我们请大家再一起来念第一章。
Let's all turn to Luke chapter 1.
路德记第一章。
Chapter 1 of Luke.
我们从第六节念起。
Start from verse number 6.
我们一直念到第十五节。
Through all the way through 15.
路德记第一章。
Chapter 1 of Ruth,
六节练到十五节。
6 through 15.
我们一起来练。
Let's all read together.
还是广东话、国语、英文一起来。
All languages.
来。他就与两个儿妇一起。
That she might return from the land of Moab.
因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食于他们，于是他和两个儿妇起行，离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。拿俄米对两个儿妇说：“你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待于此的人与我一样。”愿耶和华与你们隔在新妇家中的平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭说：“不然，我与你们返国去。”拿俄米说
：“Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me?
How much in my hands that they may be your husband?
Return, my daughters.” Go for
I am too old to have a husband.
If I said I have hope, if I
said
even have a husband to
wife, and also bear son,
would you therefore wait until they were born? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughter, for it is harder for me than for you. For the hand of the Lord has gone forth against you.
因为耶和华伸手攻击，两个儿妇又放声而哭，俄尔巴与伯伯亲嘴而别，使路德舍不得拉欧米。拉欧米说：“看啊，你嫂子已经回他本国和他所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子。”我们圣经就念到这里。我们今天讲到，我们作为一个基督徒，不光是做好人而已。
Today we are talking about being a Christian, not just being just a good person.
我们必须要我们的好是在基督耶稣里。
Being good, we have to be, being good in Christ.
特别是在一个黑暗的时代。
Especially during bad situations.
世界不光是需要好人。
This world doesn't only need good people.
世界是需要一些属灵的人。
The world needs spiritual persons.
能够把基督耶稣带出来的人。
Those who can bring forth Jesus Christ.
在世世时代，我们看见那样一个自由民主的社会里。
During the times of the judges, at the time of freedom,
是一个民主的时代。
It's a very democratic society.
我们看见那个社会的败坏。
We can see the degeneration of the society.
人们受着外邦人的辖制。
People are affected by all the foreigners.
我们看见在那个时代，神的工作并没有停止。
We can see during that period the God's work is not stopping.
兴起一些的领袖起来。
He raised up some leaders.
但是有两种不同的形态。
But there are two different kinds of leaders.
一种是士师。
One first kind is the lead judges.
这一些人都是民族的英雄，有特别才能的人。
These are folk heroes. They have special skills.
这些人出来，世代的现象有一点的改变。
They come up and they change the society a little bit.
但是他们的改变是暂时的，是表面。
But the changes are very temporary.
过了一段时候，以色列人还落在同样的黑暗败坏。
As time passes, the Israelites again degenerate.
另外一种人是一些平凡人。
The other kind of people are those ordinary people.
就是拉欧米、路德这样不被人注意的人。
It's like Naomi and Ruth; those are not noticed by others.
但是神的心意在他们身上。
But God's heart desire is on their
people. 神就说这一些人带出了大卫王。
God uses these people and bring forth David, King David.
当大卫王一出现的时候，整个的士师时代就结束了。
When King David appears, the whole period of judges stops.
我们感谢神，神能够用那些有才能的人。
We thank God for using all those who are able.
但是神更喜欢用一些爱他的人。
But God loves to use more those who love Him.
不管这些人是多么的平凡，人生的遭遇是多么的困难。
Even though those are very ordinary people, or they go through very tough situations.
只要他们活在神的爱里。
Only if they live in God's love.
行在神的真理的亮光中。
They walk in the God's light.
神就借着他赐福给这一个时代。
God will use them.To bless the whole society.
因此我们做一个基督徒,
so as we are Christians,
我们要被神所用,
we have to be used by the God.
我们必须要注意做一个怎么样的人。
We have to notice how, to become what kind of person.
常常有人错误的观念,
sometimes we have a wrong conception.
好基督徒是个好人,
a good Christian is just a good person.
但是路德记告诉我们不单是如此。
But Ruth tells us not only we want to be a good person,
来是一个在神里面的好人,
but be a good person in God.
我们早上举出了消极的一个例子。
We give you some pessimistic examples.
这一个以利米勒,
this Elimelech,
他是一个家长，是一个领袖。
He's a parent and he's a leader.
他是一个很好的丈夫。
He's a very good husband.
他是个很好的父亲。
He's a very good father.
但是他有一个缺点，就是他的灵性不够坚强。
But he has a mistake. He doesn't have very strong spiritual will.
以至于把他的家庭从一个痛苦里带出来，带到一个更大的痛苦里面。
So he brings his family from one suffering to another one.
我再提醒一下我们的弟兄姊妹。
I just want to remind all you brothers and sisters.
你如果是做一个丈夫
，If you are a husband，
如果你是教会的领袖
，If you are a leader of the church，
你千万不要以为我是一个好人，这就已经够了。
Don't just be contented to be a good person.
我们必须要注意灵性上的追求。
We must note our spiritual person.
你还必须要做一个属灵人。
We must be a spiritual person.
一个领袖一个最重要的品质是什么？
What is the most important character of a leader?
就是在困难出现的时候。
It's during tough times.
他能够带出一个正确的方向。
He can bring forth a correct direction.
一个丈夫，他能够使全家幸福。
A husband can bring the whole of a family to come into Christ.
常常是由于他有一个正确的带领是分不开的。
A lot of times it's because he has a very correct direction to lead.
一个教会如果有好的领袖。
If a church has to have good leaders,
他也必须在神的面前有一个清楚的意向。
It has to have a very correct vision in God.
这一些都不是天才能够造成的。
This is not done by the genius.
乃是我们与神的关系亲密所造成的。
It's because the intimate relationship we have with God.
常常我发现有这样的现象。
A lot of times I found this situation.
我们夫妻相爱。
We, husband and his wife loved each other.
有一个最初的这个默契。
We have an initial agreement.
因为我们是基督徒。
Because we are Christians.
所以我们要爱主。
So we love God.
但所谓爱主呢是有范围的。
But loving God has a certain area.
如果他爱得太厉害的话呢，你就觉得你要给他刹车一下。
If he loves God or she loves God too much, then you have to kind of apply the brake a little bit.
哇，你已经服侍了，不要做执事了。
Oh, you have already served. Don't be a deacon.
你一做执事啊，我就很倒霉。
If you become a deacon, I will suffer.
你开会啊，开起来，教会的会开起来长得很。
Those meetings are long.
所以你最好啊，不要不热心，也不要太热心。
So if you serve, serve kind of lukewarm.
我们有这样一个保留，不是为了真爱主，乃是盼望他爱主好更爱我。
We have this reservation, not that we don't love God, but we want the husband or wife to love me more than God.
他没有想到这是他自找麻烦的开始。
He or she didn't think about that this is the beginning of trouble.
如果你了解一个人越爱主的话，
If you notice that a person loves God more,
你就知道他一定会越爱你。
You will find out that he or she loves you more.
所以你要他不爱主，意思就是说少爱你。
If you want him or her not to love God more, means that he or her won't love you.
神是什么呢？
What is God?
圣经里只用一个字来介绍我们的神。
There's only one word the Bible uses to describe God.
神就是爱。
God is love.
虽然神是一切的美德的源头。
Even though God is the source of all virtues,
但是圣经里没有说神是公义，神是信实。
But the Bible didn't say God is just, God is trustworthy.
但圣经来是说神就是爱。
But the Bible said that God is love.
我们看见神所有的美德里面都有爱的成分在其中。
We see all of the virtues of God has a portion love in it.
不错，它是公义的。
Correct, he is just.
但是他的公义里面有爱。
But in his justice there is love.
不错，他是信实的。
Correct, he is trustworthy.
但是呢，信实里头也有爱。
But there's love in the trustworthiness.
在他一切的美德里头都有爱的成分。
So there's love in all the virtues of him.
所以圣经说，神就是爱。
So the Bible said, God is love.
这个爱是多么的丰富，多么的完美。
So this love is so complete, so abundant.
你的丈夫，你的妻子爱神。
Your husband or your wife loves God.
乃是爱爱。
Because he loves love itself.
一个人爱爱，他怎么会没有爱？
As a person loves love itself, he will have a lot of love.
我们真是感谢神。
We thank God.
所以诫命有两条。
So there are two commandments.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
You have to love God with all your heart and mind.
我从前读到这个诫命，我很不满意。
I used to be that when I read this commandment, I was very discontented.
这一个上帝很霸道。
This God is very demanding.
给他90%的爱，他会不满意。
He won't satisfy not even with 90% of love.
99%都不满意。
Not even 99% of my love.
他说要尽所有都拿去。
He wants everything.
留一分都不可以。
Not 1% left.
所以主耶稣说，你要爱我不胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、性命的，就不配做我的门徒。
So the Jesus told his disciples that if you love me not compared to your parents, your wife.Then you mean that you don't love me.
这样的上帝怎么这么残忍？
Why is he so cruel?
爱到一个地步，六亲都不认。
He wanted us to love him so that we won't recognize any of our families anymore.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他这个要求是出一个爱的上帝。
Because this requirement.Is coming from the God of love.
90%爱他，还有90%十不爱他。
If you love him 90%, the rest 10% not.
那表明说，连那10%还没有爱的成分在里头。
That means those 10% doesn't have love in it.
你整个的心都爱他，你整个的心都被爱充满。
When you love him 100%, then your heart is filled with love.
所以诫命的第二条说，你就爱人如己。
So the second commandment is that
只有爱神的人，他才能爱人如己。
Only the person who loves God can love his neighbor like himself.
在其他任何的场合，这两个诫命都是矛盾。
In any other situations, those two commandments are conflicting.
但是在我们的神那里，我们看见是统一的。
But in God, we see that those are the same.
所以我们要做一个领袖。
So to become a leader.
不可忘记，我只要做个好人就够了。
Don't be contented to be just a good person.
我只要在教会里面努力做工，这就是够资格了。
All I need to do is to work hard in the church.
必须要在灵性上有更深的追求。
But really deepen your pursuit in spiritual things.
我发现今天教会有一个缺点。
I found that a lot of church has this problem.
大半灵性好的是太太，不是丈夫。
A lot of persons who have strong spiritual wills are wives, not husbands.
丈夫好像是坐黄包车的。
The husband says like they are sitting on the rickshaw.
这个太太是拉黄包车的。
The wives are the ones that are pulling the rickshaw.
在那里一天到晚推推动一动，他在那享受享受。
The wives always push and the husband is always enjoying.
晚上要做礼拜。
So in the night time when they have a family service,
常常都是太太提议，哎，我们做礼拜了。
A lot of times the wives start to say, let's have a family service.
丈夫说，我累死了，你去开始做礼拜吧。
The husband would say, I'm so tired, why don't you go with the children?
我讲不来啊，你跟儿子讲故事吧。
I cannot talk about stories, why don't you tell them about some Bible stories?
他是一个已经不需要在这方面带领的人一样。
It's like he doesn't have to be a leader in this direction anymore.
这就是我们今天教会一个很重大的困难。
This is a very difficult situation in today's churches.
在以利米勒的身上，我们看见好多弟兄的形象。
In Elimelech's situation, we can see this a lot of times.
我们今天来看第二个人。
Now we focus on the second person.
就是他的妻子拉拉奥米。
That is his wife Naomi.
弟兄姊妹，拉米是好人，是坏人
？Brothers and sisters,
好人。
Brothers and sisters, whether Naomi is a good person or a bad person.
我早上讲过，没有坏人的。
Pastor told us this morning that the whole roof has contained only good persons.
那我要问他好在哪里
？So what? How good? Why is she good?
好在哪里
？What good is she?
啊？光知道好不行，
yeah.
好在哪里？
Just knowing that she is good, it is no good. What's so good about her?
啊？
嗯？
好在哪里
？What good is she?
或者我再换一个问题吧。
Maybe I ask a different way.
就好像我们今天下午这个 workshop 的时候讨论的。
It's just like this afternoon we have the panel discussion.
这个理想的太太是怎么样子的
？Who is an ideal wife?
哎呀，这个我想应该可以讲了。
Now you can speak up.
我们今天下午讲理想的太太是个温柔的。
We talk about a ideal wife as a meek person.
一个这个太太那样子 dominant， 这个太太吃不消的。
A dominant wife is tough to deal with.
那圣经里头这个是同样的道理。
In the Bible, it says about the same thing.
圣经里说，丈夫是妻子的头。
The Bible says the husband is the head of the household wife.
对，这个丈夫应该凡事带头做榜样。
So the husband has to be the leader.
那么圣经里说，太太要怎么样？哦，凡事顺服丈夫。
In the Bible, it says the wife has to submit to the husband all the time.
你们不要以外面的编头发、带美食为装饰。
You don't just follow the other people and fix up your hairs and put up different decoration on you.
乃是应该以长久温柔的心为装饰。
But you is meek and
tender,
tender and meek to decorate yourself.
那么这样的忽略是神所喜悦的。
This negligence is something God loves.
那现在我们来看看拉欧米够不够资格。
Now we want to see whether Naomi can satisfy this characteristic.
是不是个温柔的女子
？Is she a meek and tender person?
是不是个好太太
？Is she a good wife?
是吗
？Yes.
不点头了。
No nodding.
如果是，请点头，好吧。
If you agree, please nod.
我真的点头哈。
Okay, some of you did.
好了，我们来看看好多姊妹。是不是可以从他身上有所学习
We'd like to see whether the sisters can learn some from Naomi.
但是请弟兄不要忘记。
But the brothers have to remember.
今天我不是开姊妹会。
We are not having a sisters meeting.
这一个拉欧米其实也是每一个基督徒可以效法的一个榜样。
Naomi is also a model for all Christians.
拉欧米的名字叫做甜。
Naomi's name means sweetness.
那么她实在是一个名副其实的甜人。
She is really a sweet person.
我们不但是一个希望姊妹做一个甜姊妹，我们也喜欢弟兄做个甜弟兄。
Not only do we want the sister to be sweet, but we also want all the brothers to be sweet also.
这个拉欧米是个名副其实的甜人。
She really is a sweet person.
跟她的丈夫两样。
It's different from her husband.
她的丈夫是名实不符的人。
Her husband has a name which is different from her from his real character.
那么拉欧米是名副其实，是很宝贝的。
Naomi's name and his personality really fits together.
啊，在世界上很难找到这样的人。
In this world, you cannot find these person too often.
我从前没有去过香港。
I used to not visit Hong Kong before.
我以为一到香港，到处都很香。
That's no way to translate. Okay.
但是到了香港，发现相当臭。
When a pastor got to Hong Kong, he found something different than he thought.
我看有一个名字叫做张富贵。
I saw a name called 张富贵。
但是一看是个讨饭。
But his name means rich, but he is a beggar.
有一个女孩子名叫王美美。
And there was a girl, his name means beautiful.
是看了相当不美。
But she wasn't too good an eyesight.
我想这样的事并不是很少见。
But this kind of things don't happen all the time.
我们甚至于结婚以后就发现我的对象名实不大符。
A lot of times after we got married, we found out our spouse's name and her characteristics.
所以有的姊妹常说，牧师啊，我不怪别的，只怪我当初瞎了眼。
So a lot of sisters will say, Pastor, I don't blame anybody else, but blame myself to be blind at that time.
因为我现在看见他原来是这么个人。
Now I find out that he really is what he is.
拉奥米不是这样。
But Naomi is different.
她是甜，她的确就是甜。
Her name said sweetness. She really is sweet.
并且这样的甜是被神看重。
And this sweetness really is used by God.
神不能用她的丈夫。
God didn't use her husband.
但是神能用拉欧米。
But God used Naomi.
所以你要做甜人的话。
So if you want to be a sweet person,
我们来从她来学习。
Let's learn from her.
如果我要学习做甜人。
Now we have to learn how to be a sweet person.
第一个最容易的、最开始的，你要学习口甜。
The first thing you have to learn to be sweet by your mouth.
拉欧米的口甜不甜？很甜。
Is her mouth sweet?
怎么样子能够口甜呢？
How to be sweet by your word?
你看今天我们所读的圣经。
Let's again refer to our verses.
当他离开摩亚要回犹大地去的时候。
When she left Moab and trying to go to Judah.
你看他一直在那个地方讲出一些称赞他媳妇的话语。
And she was using all the words to praise her daughters-in-law.
并且感激他的媳妇。
And thank them.
从话语里面表达出来。
She uses very good, uses a good set of words.
这是多么感动人的心。
It's very touching.
谈话是人与人之间生活一个很重要的内容。
Communication, talking to each one another is a very important part of our life.
尤其是在你相接近的人中间。
Especially to the ones that are close to you.
这个话语的来往。
Those communication words.
是把心灵沟通最起码的、最初的一个途径。
It's the minimum thing for the understanding between your heart.
我们发现在这一点上，中国人需要特别学习。
We found that this particular thing, all us Chinese have learned more.
弟兄更需要学习。
Especially brothers.
你不要以为我这个人只会说老实话就够了。
Don't say that all I can say is honest thing.
我心里怎么想，我嘴里就怎么说。
What I have in my heart, I will speak in my mouth.
如果你要做个爱主的人，你真要想怎么样子说一些你应该说的话。
You are one that loves God. You have to think about what to say so that to show that you love God.
有一个老姊妹，她来到美国。
There was an elderly sister who came to the States.
她说有一点我很喜欢美国的。
She said something I like the States very much.
我喜欢买东西啊，在这边买。
I like to buy things here.
哇，真是很高兴。
She's very happy.
无论买什么，她都要说谢谢我。
Because every time I buy something, somebody thanks me.
我在香港就不是这样。
When I was in Hong Kong, it was different.
我在买菜，我说这个菜很老。
I went to buy some vegetable. I said, "These vegetables are old."
卖菜的说没有你了。
The vendor said, "Couldn't be older than you."
啊，这个卖菜的没有说假话。
She speak the truth.
但是这个话说出来是让人什么一个感觉呢？
But what kind of feeling that the other person gets when this word was said?
我这次从San Francisco 到这里来。
This time I come from San Francisco.
我一件事很受感动。
Something touched me very much.
换一个美国的女子走到面前来跟我笑嘻嘻。
There was a girl come close to me and she smiled. An American girl.
我很喜欢你的领带。
She said, "I like your tie."
哎，我心里很舒服的。
And Pastor feel very good.
这一种欣赏的话语，虽然是不认识的人讲起来都很能够受感动。
This kind of word of appreciation, even though said by somebody you don't know, is something that touches you.
弟兄姊妹，人与人的关系越密切。
Brothers and sisters, the more close we are,
人与人的话语。也需要跟着上进。
The words that we use need to be more better.
这是沟通一个最简单也是最重要的步骤。
This is the fundamental things about communication and the most important things about communication.
你看见我们看见一个男孩子跟女孩子恋爱来了。
We saw a couple in love.
我们中国人加一个字不是恋爱，叫做谈恋爱。
In Chinese, we say talk about love.
这什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是说恋爱的人啊，有的谈啊。
That means those lovebirds had a lot to say.
如果两个人谈恋爱都不讲话了。
Sometimes they
两恋爱的时候不讲话。
If they are in love and they don't talk.
啊，放写信。
Only write to each other.
甚至也不写信。
Or maybe don't even write.
到时候门口等。
Just stand by the door. And look at each other.
啊，你想这个感情怎么培养出来呢？
How can the love
advance? 在这个恋爱的时候啊，真是天南地北，无话都要找出话来谈。
When they are in love, they have all kinds of things to talk about.
对呀，这个越谈了，两个人的心就越近了。
So as they talk, their hearts get closer.
这个困难在哪里呢？
So what is the difficulty?
恋爱成功不谈话。
After they succeeded in love and get married, they don't talk to each other.
我发现一个很明显的事实。
We found something very obvious.
如果一个夫妻结婚以后，
after somebody got married, a couple
got married, 他们经常两个人呢好多话讲。
If they always talk to each other,
我就断定说这个夫妻很甜蜜的。
I'm sure that they have a very sweet marriage.
我讲话对不对？
Am I right?
如果我看见一个夫妻啊，好久都不讲话，进了家里面两个人呢都没有几句好讲，我知道有问题。
If I see a married couple, they don't have much to say to each other, I know that there's some problem.
一个女孩子问妈妈说什么叫做结婚？
A little girl asked her mother, what is marriage?
这个妈妈说就是你跟爸爸两个人，我跟爸爸两个人相爱，无话不谈。
The mother replied that was when your father and I were in love and we talk about everything.
什么时候都有话谈。
Anytime we have all kinds of things to talk about.
这个女孩子就说，妈妈，好像这两天你跟爸爸没有结婚呢。
And this little girl said, mother, I feel like that you all were not married this last couple of days.
前些时候你们结婚了，怎么这两天不结婚呢？
Maybe last week you were married, but this couple of days you weren't married.
这其实是夫妻两个人啊，刚吵过架，没有话讲。
Because that couple was just had a fight and they didn't talk to each other.
我们在这一个夏令会的里面。
During this retreat.
弟兄姊妹，你要不要做个甜人？
Brothers and sisters, do you want to be a sweet
person? 如果你要做个甜人的话，你必须先从你的话语上来开始学习。
If you want to be a sweet person, you first learn how to be sweet in your mouth.
如果你做一个丈夫，或者做一个妻子，
If you are a husband or you are a wife,
我希望这一个夏令会是你的 second honeymoon.
I hope this retreat is your second honeymoon.
今天晚上好好想想，有什么甜话可以向对方讲讲。
Let's think about some sweet things to talk to your spouse tonight. Think about it now.
你思想一下，我相信的确有很多事可以讲的。
If you think about it, you have a lot of things to say.
我请问你，你讲甜话上一次是什么时候？
I'd like to ask you, when was the last time you talked something sweet?
好不好？现在中断了的，开始再讲过。
Why don't we now start again?
做一个 Naomi 有什么好处呢？
What's so good about Naomi?
最感动我的是与她最接近的人。
The thing that touches me is the people that are closest to her.
我们对远方的人会讲闲话。
We talk to some people far away with sweetness.
但是越近的人，我们越难讲闲话。
But to those who are closest to us, it's very difficult to talk sweet.
所以写信都是亲爱的，亲爱的。
So when we write, we say dear somebody.
但是来了以后，从来不讲亲爱的。
But when they arrive, we never say dear.
那这个是一个不大正常的现象。
This is something very bad.
那么我们常常是对那一些比我高的人，我要讲闲话。
Sometimes we say something who are higher in their situation.
比我好的人，我讲闲话。
We talk to somebody who are good.
但是我们看见这是一个婆婆对媳妇讲闲话。
But this is different. The mother-in-law is talking to the daughters-in-law.
按我个人的观察，
as I observe,
在婆婆的眼中，媳妇没有几个是好的。
In the eyes of mother-in-law, there are not too many good daughters-in-law.
要讲都是讲一些酸酸的话。
So most of the words are kind of sour.
但是这里这一个婆婆对小辈讲这样体贴的话。
But this mother-in-law said sweet things to her daughters-in-law.
但愿我们在这里看见为什么神看重这个人。
Let's all observe why God uses Naomi.
如果我们教会里常有人会讲甜话。
If in our church there are people that speak sweet all the time.
许多新来我们教会聚会。
For those who are newcomers,
我相信第一个印象就是他非常受感动。
The first impression is that they will be touched.
很可惜，好多新来的人来到教会，好像进入冷宫一样。
A lot of times, the newcomers feel like they just got into a refrigerator.
没有人跑上去跟他讲一些欢迎他的话，
Nobody
一些温暖的话。
Nobody come and welcome them and say something sweet or warm.
我们传道人更是如此。
And we pastors are even worse.
做一个年轻的愿意侍奉神的人更要学习。
So for you who are young and want to be a servant of God has to learn.
保罗劝提摩太说。
Paul said to Timothy.
不可叫人小看你年轻。
Don't let somebody look down at you as you're
young. 总要在言语、行为、信心、爱心、清洁上做信徒的榜样。
But you have to become the examples of the disciples in language, in action, and
爱心、信心、清洁上。
Love and in cleanliness.
第一个要学习的就是言语。
The first thing you have to learn is how to say sweet words.
那么阿拉米甜的第二点是什么呢？
What is the second sweet thing of Naomi?
就是心甜。
She has a very sweet heart.
你说教牧师，我常常口甜了，但是没有好果子嘞。
The pastor Chu, a lot of times I have very sweet words, but there's no results.
我称赞她的讨厌，不要讲。
I praise her, but she said.Come on, go away.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你口甜心不甜。
Because you have sweet words, but your heart doesn't mean it.
你看一些人啊，讲得天花乱坠啊，心里一点不受感动，自己不受感动。
Yeah, even though you talk about some all kind of good things, but not you don't mean it from your heart.
如果你自己不受感动，你要想感动对方是很困难的。
If you don't have any feelings in your heart, you cannot really touch somebody else.
这只能人让人感觉到你是在谄媚泼马，感觉到肉麻。
All they can feel is that it's kind of gross.
我们在这里看见做一个Naomi的第二个重要的特点。
We see the second good things about Naomi.
就是她的心是甜的。
Is that she got a very sweet heart.
怎么知道一个人心甜呢？
How do we know that somebody has a heart of sweetness?
你怎么知道你的心甜不甜呢？
How do you know whether you have one?
我相信平常的时候我们人的心都相当甜。
I believe that in most times we have a very sweet heart.
因为什么？因为你在一个甜蜜的环境。
Why? Because we are in a very sweet environment.
你的心到底甜不甜？只有在你遇到困难的时候你怎么表现能够显露出来。
Whether your heart is sweet or not, it's only appeared when you are in very tough situations.
我们大家来看一看第八节。
Let's look at verse number 8.
一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse number
8. 拉欧米对两个儿妇说。
And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law,
你们个人回娘家去吧。
Go return each of you to her mother's house.
愿耶和华恩待你们。
May the Lord deal kindly with you.
像你们恩待已死的人和我一样。
As you have dealt with the dead and with me.
不但称赞他们。
Not only she praised her.
并且是在苦难的时候仍然称赞他们。
She praised them when she was suffering.
她的心虽然在受苦的时候忍不忘记儿妇们的好处。
Even though she was suffering in her heart, but she still remembered the goodness of her daughters-in-law.
你知道在苦难的时候有一个危险。
You know there's a crisis when you are suffering.
就是让人光想自己不想别人。
It's the people will think about themselves,
not
others.
在一个受苦的人常常容易怨天尤人。
So a suffering person always complain about everything.
并且觉得大家都不关心他。
And feel that nobody cares for them.
我想换了另外一个婆婆的话。
I think that if it was a different mother-in-law,
很难想到这个儿妇对于她的好处。
She won't think about the good thing that the daughters-in-law has done.
她可能这么说。
She might say something like this.
说你们两个女人。
You two, ladies.
一进到我的家，我就倒霉了。
As soon as you came to my house, I'm suffering.
我两个儿子好好的，一跟你结婚就死掉了。
My sons were fine, but after they got married to you, or they died.
你们两个是口服心啊。
You guys are bad luck for our family.
那是是上我儿子的这个杀他们的两个女人呢、啊。
You are the blame for the death of my son.
好处一点记不得，坏处没有的加在他身上。
You probably didn't remember any good things, but think of all the bad things to add on to them.
感谢主，拉欧米不是这样。
But thank God, Naomi wasn't like that.
她一点没有冲动。
She was not excited.
她没有失掉她的理智。
She didn't lose her mind.
她不是光想到自己的痛苦。
She didn't think about her suffering.
在困难的时候想到别人的需要，别人的好处，别人的痛苦。
During her difficulties, she thought about somebody else's suffering. During ordinary times, when we treat other nice, it's easy.
弟兄姊妹，当你受苦的时候待人好，这是真好呀。
Brothers and sisters, when you are suffering and then you treat people good, that is real good.
你一帆风顺的时候爱主固然是很好。
When you are all very doing well and you love God, that's good.
但更宝贝的就是在你困难的时候，你仍然爱主，这就是有价值的。
But more precious is when you are suffering, you still love God.
你现在在困难之中吗？
Are you in suffering right now?
弟兄姊妹，你是怎么样反应的？
What is your reply?
你是不是在那里怨天尤人，在那里处处不满？
Are you complaining about everything around you?
如果是这样，你知道你的心里。不是很甜
啊。If that is the case, then you don't have a very sweet heart.
当然，在这个时候，就把你的心改变过来，把你的苦水拿掉，甜水充满在里面。
Let's all turn our hearts away from this and take away the bitterness and put in the sweetness in your heart.
Naomi 不但是这样。
Not only Naomi is like that.
她还是个甜人。
She is also a very sweet person.
你知道，有的时候我们的心甜，并不一定人甜。
Sometimes we have a very sweet heart, but we don't have a very sweet personality.
我相信每一个太太对于丈夫的心都是甜的。
I'm sure that all the wives had a very sweet heart towards their husband.
所以她样样都要管。
So she wants to be in charge of everything.
因为其他丈夫样样都好嘛。
Because she wants everything good for her husband.
从头管到脚。
So she take care of everything from.
连出去讲话什么都要管。
And even when he talks, she has to.
哇，那个甜到她丈夫啊吃不消。
And it's so sweet that he cannot stand it.
是最好啊，你不要那么甜，好一点吧。
So the husband would say, don't be so sweet to me.
太太说，你要我不管你还很困难呢。
You cannot ask me to not look after you.
我爱你才管你啊。
I look after you just because I love you.
你怎么不领会我的情呢？
Why don't you appreciate my love?
我们小的时候也都有这个经验。
We probably have the same experiences when we were young.
我们很知道妈妈爱我们。
We know that our mothers love us.
但是她的话啰嗦吃不消。
But she mumble in our ears all the time.
为什么她话那么多呢？
Why does she say so much?
心甜嘛。
Because she had a very sweet heart.
所以她有一天她不讲话，你知道很糟糕。
So one day when she didn't talk about anything, then you know something's wrong.
你是不是越甜越怕，是怎么回事呢？
But how come when we are so sweet and the more sweet we are, the more difficult
we are? 我相信这是我们为人的那个表现所造成。
That's because our behavior as a person caused that.
人如果真是想为神做见证。
If a person really wants to testify for God.
不单是口甜心甜。他要注意人甜。
He doesn't only use sweet words and have a very sweet heart, but he has.
这个人甜是什么意思
？Had a sweet personality. What does it mean?
来说，不要讲话，人都愿意亲近他。
It means that you don't have to say a word, but people want to get close to you.
就好像一个花里面有蜜糖。
It's like the honey in the flower.
这个蜜蜂赶也赶不掉，一直是要。在这花的周围旋转。
You cannot get all the bees away from this flower.
所以让人爱，让人舍不得，那就是一个甜人的记号了。
If you want somebody to love you or they don't want to walk away from you, that's the personality of a sweet person.
请大家注意这件事。
Please know the things that happened here.
并不是婆婆拉欧米要求两个儿妇你们不要走。
It's not Naomi said that you don't please stay with me.
乃是她要赶两个儿妇走。
It's that Naomi wants her two daughters-in-law to leave.
但是还赶不走。
But she cannot make them leave.
这甜到什么程度？
She's so sweet.
我知道很多的家庭很害怕婆婆来。
I know a lot of families don't welcome their mothers-in-law.
有一天丈夫说妈妈要来了。
One day the husband said, oh, my mother is coming.
马上太太说什么时候走啊
The wife will said, when is she leaving?
还没有来就已经要讲什么时候走
She hadn't arrived yet and she was thinking about when she will be leaving.
好不好讲个日期七个弟兄轮流住好不好
Let's talk about a schedule so that she can stay with the seven different brothers.
在这里这不但
Chinese has one saying
说穷人眼前无人问
It's like somebody who are poor there is nobody to take care of them even in front of them
富翁深山有远亲
Those rich even though they are living way back in the countryside somebody will come visit them
当你有钱的时候啊很多人都认你亲戚
了 When you're rich there will be a lot of relatives
那我知道有一些弟兄姊妹从大陆来到美国。
I know that some brothers and sisters come from mainland China.
以后回大陆去探亲去了。
Some are back to China to visit.
哎呀，一回去啊，亲戚朋友多得很。
When they go back and visit, they found a lot of relatives.
为什么？美国回来的。
Why? Because they are back from the States.
多少有一点礼物吧。
You must brought some gifts.
哇，就是卖眼镜也是不错的哈。
like even the glasses you find
从前朋友少现在不多起来
even though you don't have friends in the beginning but now you have a
lot 这里不是一个年轻的婆婆是个老婆婆
Naomi is not a young mother-in-law she is a very old mother-in-law
老人谁要
who wants old people
又没有钱
she is not rich
我在很多地方看见要儿子的很多要婆婆的很少
during a lot of visits I saw a lot of mother wants their sons but no sons want their no daughters-in-law want their mother-in-law
夫妻两个人为争儿女啊要打官司
the fathers and mother will I mean the spouses might sue each other for their kids
但是我很少看见儿女为争妈妈打官司的
Never have any children that sue each other for their parents.
这个老人啊，赶快越早死啊，最好不要再跟前好一点。
All these old folks, maybe they will die early.
为什么这里有一个婆婆一无所有，两个媳妇赶也赶不走
？Why we have this poor old mother-in-law that the two sisters, daughter-in-law, cannot be run away?
这就是一个婆婆拉欧米，真是一个完美的人。
Now you know Naomi is a very perfect person
怪不得当他回到伯利恒的时候
no wonder when she got back to
Bethlehem 所有的妇女都震动了
all the women were excited
说这是拉欧米吗
isn't this Naomi
这是一个有名的前人
this is a very famous sweet person
但是我们看见他回来的时候跟去的时候不一样
but we found that when she come back it's different when she like
他
自己
说我是满满的去
She said that I left fully.
但是她有丈夫，有儿子，有钱财，有一个出路，羡慕了多少人。
She at that time she has money, she has husbands and sons, and then a lot of people.
多少人都不可能的，但是他们可能从困难里跑出去。
A lot of people would really like to be in their shoes.
可是现在回来的时候一无所有。
Now as she returns, she doesn't have anything.
她说我是空空的回来。
I come back with empty hands.
我们要问一个问题。
I'd like to ask this question.
为什么拉欧米受苦
？Why is Naomi suffering?
这样的好人为什么要受苦
？Why would a good person like this suffer?
这是一个很需要解决的问题。
This is a question we have to answer.
不信主的人有他们的答案。
Those who don't believe may have the answer.
他们认为这是他的命运所造成的。
Hey, this might be her fate.
因为她从前太快乐了，所以现在苦一苦。
Maybe she used to have too much, now she doesn't have anything.
还有人说，这个不简单吗？四苦红颜多薄命吗？
This is simple, like an old Chinese saying, those who are beautiful always have a tough life.
我们不承认这个道理。
But we don't accept that.
我们在圣经里头必须要找出它的答案来。
But in the Bible, we must find an answer.
因为这是一个很重要的灵性上的问题。
But this is because this is a very important spiritual
question. 我知道许多人所以不敢爱主，不敢信主，就是看见好人为什么要受苦，找不到答案。
Some people don't want to accept Christ because they found that a lot of good person, good Christians suffer.
如果拉乌米是我们教会的人，
If Naomi is one of us in our church,
有一天他空空的回来了，我们说，哎呀，神了，为什么让他受苦啊？
One day if she come back with empty hands, we will complain to God.
如果他这样爱你的受苦啊，我也不要信了。
If she loves you so much and she's suffering, then I won't believe in you.
为什么他受苦呢？
Why is she suffering?
我想圣经给我们两个答案。
The Bible will give us two answers.
第一个答案，
The first answer,
她是为别人受苦。
She suffers for others.
当她跟丈夫结婚以后，
After she got married,
她必须不能避免命运与她的丈夫相连。
She cannot avoid the fate is connected to her husband.
虽然她是没有错的，
Even though she doesn't have any mistake,
但是她的丈夫有错，也一定会影响了她。
But her husband made mistake and affected her.
当一个丈夫因为犯罪受苦的时候，
because her husband suffered because he sinned,
这个太太也同样的心灵受到创伤。
And his wife's heart also was hurt.
当
when a couple fights.
他的儿女虽然不打架，他的儿女也受到伤害。
The children, even though they are not involved in the fight, but they will be hurt.
我知道很多孩子很喜欢看电视打 boxing.
I know a lot of kids like to see boxing on the TV.
或者是在那看摔跤。
It's like all wrestling.
那但是他会不会有一天看见爸爸妈妈两个人在摔跤打起架来？
Sometimes they found that their father and mother wrestled.
哎呀，他们说千载难逢机会，不要买票，现场就看见打架了。
Wow, what a wrestling match! No, not even a ticket.
这时候孩子怎么样呢？
What does the children think?
他们失去了安宁，惧怕，痛苦，非常。
They lost their fear and they suffer.
所以这世界上有很多的痛苦不是你自己造成的，是你周围的人造成影响到。
A lot of times in this world, a lot of suffering is not caused by you, but by the people around you.
因此你要交朋友，你要结婚的话，必须要找一些少犯错误的人，你就可以少受痛苦。
So if you want to make friends or find a person to marry, you have to find somebody who makes few mistakes.
你到这个地方居住，你盼望那个地方的人能够敬天敬畏神，你就可以少受的痛苦。
If you find a place to live that where the neighbors really love God, then you will suffer less.
我们看见很多的孩子生在一个痛苦的家庭，我们很同情他。
We see a lot of children were born in a suffering family.
我们看见有一些的国家人民受痛苦，我们很同情他。
And we found some people that are suffering in different nations. We pity them.
我们看见一次打仗过后，很多的孤儿寡妇造成，我们很同情他们。
After a war, we saw a lot of children with no parents and a wife with no husband.
我们常常问，为什么这人受苦？为什么来受苦？
We ask, why are they suffering?
为什么？因为这是一个罪恶的世界，人不要神的时候，那些罪人影响到很多人受苦。
Why? Because this is a sinful world. When people don't want God, the other people suffer because of their sin.
所以主耶稣说，在世上我们有苦难。
So God said, Jesus said that we have suffering in this world.
一天这个世界的人不悔改，离开神，这个世界一天就有苦难。
As long as people don't repent.And walk away from God, they will have suffering.
我们活在世界上，因此一天也不能够避免苦难。
Every day we live in this world, we cannot avoid suffering.
我们要努力地传福音。
We have to spread the gospel with all our mind.
我们在我们每一个地方要做光做盐，减少苦难的成分。
We have to become the salt and the light of this world to reduce the suffering of
others. 为什么拿俄米受苦呢？
Why is Naomi suffering?
第二个原因。
The second reason.
她是为自己受苦。
She suffered for herself.
这是她心里头很清楚的一件事。
This is something very clear in her mind.
好几次说耶和华使我受苦。
A few times she said, Jehovah make me suffer.
那表明在她的心灵里头有个内疚，有个控告，神在那里罚她。
It means that in her mind, she was complaining that God is punishing her.
到底她犯了什么错误？
What mistake did she make?
圣经里头没有明显的记载。
The Bible didn't say for sure.
这不过是我自己的猜想。
This is the pastor's thinking.
不过我相信十分可能的。
But something very possible.
一个甜的人常常会失掉他的原则。
A sweet person, a lot of times, will lost their principle.
一个温柔的人常常就没有主张。
A meek person sometimes don't have their own ideas.
会不会有这样的可能性？
Is it possible?
当这个以利米勒说，我要起来到以利，到摩押地去。
When Elimelech said that I have to go to Moab.
那么那个时候，以利米勒就问那个太太了，拿俄米啊，你觉得怎么样啊？
Elimelech asked Naomi, "What do you think?"
Naomi 说，这还要问我吗？你做主了。
Naomi said, "Don't ask me. You make the decision."
嫁鸡随鸡啊，嫁狗随狗啦。
I just have to follow you since I married you.
总是跟你到底了。
I will follow you forever.
她跟到底啊，她把神忘在一边。
When she said that, she forgot about God.
我个人这么想。
I think this is a personal way. If Naomi has a little spiritual principle that day,
她说我想别的地方可以吧，摩押地不是很恰当。
She should said, maybe some other place, but not Moab.
是一个以利米勒爱太太的，多少会听一点话。
以利米勒loved his wife.He will listen a little bit.
如果是她的丈夫不听话的话，
even if he doesn't listen,
她这样子内心里头没有内疚，
then she won't have any pain in her heart.
因为她已经表达她的意见，她也站在妻子的立场。
Because she has a secret mind, and also she is standing in a point of angle as a wife.
就是她把神的原则。也降服在对丈夫的顺服上。
It was a pity that she didn't stick to this principle.
所以我们要做顺服的人。
So to be a submissive person.
圣经里一直有一个好的榜样。
The Bible has a very good example.
就好像基督顺服神那样。
It's like Christ submit to God.
是在神的旨意里头来顺服。
He submits to God in His will.
不是完全靠做我们血肉的感情而已。
It is not because of flesh.
有一次有一对弟兄结婚，和姊妹结婚了。
One time a couple was getting married.
他们到夏威夷去蜜月旅行回来。
They went to Hawaii and have a honeymoon.
他们来看我。
After they come back, they come visit me.
你们 honeymoon 快乐吗？
Were you happy during your honeymoon? Pastor asked.
真是时间不够啊。
They complained the time was too short.
问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
你们两个这两个礼拜有没有吵架？
Did you guys have a fight during these 2 weeks?
哎呀，教牧师啊，爱都来不及，哪能吵啊？
We love each other so much, we didn't have time to fight.
我说不好，应该吵吵。
Pastor Chu said, no, you should have a fight.
我说教牧师，你什么意思？
They were surprised. Why are you saying that?
我说我害怕你们两个一辈子什么一鼻孔出气啊，我吃不消。
He said that I cannot stand that you guys have such a harmony.
我吃不消啊，我恐怕受不了。
Pastor Chu said I might not be able to stand it.
恐怕对于你们也没有好处。
Maybe it's not so good for you all either.
举个例子来说。
Let me give you an example.
有一天我讲到。
One day I was giving a
speech. 我讲得很重。
I was talking something
very heavy. 有的地方啊，你的丈夫啊，觉得摸倒他的困难呢。
At some point, the husband thought that the pastor had touched him.
哈，回到家里面不高兴。
And he was not happy when he got home.
今天很生气。
I'm mad today.
教牧师光讲到骂我。
Pastor Chu was talking about me during his message.
你的太太一听说，吃药吃雷。
The wife said, why?
他怎么可以骂你啊？
Why is he saying some rebuke you?
我们两个换个教会，不要听他的。
Let's go switch to a different church.
为什么呢？因为我们俩彼此相爱。
Because we love each other.
骂你就是骂我。
If he rebukes you, it's like rebuking me.
是，不要听骂，我们一起走。
Let's get to a different church.
你看我将来很吃不消这样子。
Pastor Chu said, I couldn't take this either.
那么你们两个人恐怕要换很多教会。
Maybe you have to change churches a lot of times.
所以有的时候夫妻有一点 argument 在真理上，我觉得是好的。
Sometimes, though, if the couples have some arguments, it's good in the truth.
在我一生的经验
in my lifetime,
好多时候我能够蒙恩避免很多的灾难。
A lot of times, I was blessed and avoid a lot of suffering.
是由于我的太太站稳她的属灵立场的缘故。
It was because my wife was able to stand in her spiritual principle.
她是一个有原则的人。
She is one who has principle.
给我带来很大的祝福。
She brought me a lot of blessings.
我盼望我们每一个弟兄姊妹都有这方面的学习。
I hope that all our brothers and sisters will learn in this direction.
Naomi 为什么受苦？
Why is Naomi suffering?
为丈夫受苦。
She suffered for her husband.
为她自己的失败受苦。
She suffered for her own mistakes.
你说教牧师啊，也是太惨一点吧。
You said Pastor Chu, maybe it's just too much suffering.
怎么会这么大的痛苦呢？
Why is it so great a suffering?
我不知道。
I don't know.
有一个可能性让我们看见很多的错误，后果是超过我们所能预料。
But there's a possibility that the result is something that we cannot anticipate.
所以我们做选择的时候要千万的小心。
So when we are making a choice, we have to be very careful.
但是我们也不要失望。
But we don't despair.
一个好的人受苦，永远并不是在那个地方作为结局。
A good person who suffers is not the end right there.
我们看见奥米从苦难里面出来了。
We see Naomi was suffering.
她怎么出来的呢？
How did she get out of
this
suffering?
我觉得关键就是在这一节。
The key is right here in this verse.
我们一起来看第六节。
Let's look at verse number six.
第六节。
Six.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
他就与两个儿妇起身，要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。这是他从苦境转回的开始。
This is the turning point when she was turning from suffering to a better
point. 他听见耶和华赐福给他的百姓。
She heard that the Lord has blessed his people.
苦了十年，现在才听见了。
After 10 years of suffering, she now suddenly hears.
是不是说这个犹大地有灾荒，一共有十年这么久呢？
Was it the famine was lasted 10 years in Judah?
我相信绝对不是如此。
I don't think so.
但是当他受苦的时候，要一直的没有去听耶和华的声音。
But during her suffering, she was not opening her ears to Jehovah.
这是一个受苦的人一个很危险的现象。
This is a very dangerous situation for a suffering person.
就是让他对于神不耐烦，对于神不满意。
Is when one will not be satisfied with God.
他要自己找出路，或者在糊里糊涂里头过一天算一天。
One wants to find his own way or just pass the day.
一直到有一天，他到神的面前来，来听见神的话语。
Until one day he comes in front of God and heard God.
这一个时候他的灵魂就苏醒了。
At this time, his spirit will revive.
我们读诗篇二十三篇。
In Psalm 23.
我们都很喜欢那一首诗歌。
We all like that psalm a lot.
但是在那里面我们晓得有一些的经验并不一定是我们所能够了解。
But some experience in that psalm is something that we cannot understand.
虽然我们读那个诗、背那个诗，感觉到很甜蜜。
Even though we feel very sweet about this psalm.
我们觉得这满了神的恩典。
This is filled with God's grace.
但是我要诚实地问你一句。
But I want to ask you truly.
诗篇二十三篇这么多的福分里面，你最喜欢哪一个福分？
Which blessing is something you like the most in this psalm?
你常常羡慕的是哪一个？
What do you like the most?
你羡慕哪一个？
Which one?
啊？哪一个？
Which one?
按我个人的观察，最喜欢第二节。
I like the second verse the most.
它使我躺卧在青草地上。
It makes me lie down in green pastures.
领我到可安歇的水边。
It leads me beside quiet waters.
哇，这多么开心！
Or how happy.
不但有的吃，还睡着吃。
Not only we can eat, we can lay down and eat.
不但喝，还是可安歇的水边。
Not only we can drink, we lay down on quiet water.
身心灵双重的享受。
We're enjoying with our mind and our body.
所以我们常常这样的感恩。
We always thank God this way.
我们从香港、台湾来到美国。
We came from Hong Kong, Taiwan.
以后读了学位，赚了钱，结了婚，生了儿子。
After we got our degrees, we got married and we got our kids.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is our shepherd.
因为他领我在可安歇的水边。
Because he leads me beside quiet water.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
我们羡慕就是吃啊、喝啊、睡啊。
We always think about eating, drinking, and sleeping.
所以我们的诗篇如果认真讲起来，只有两节。
So in this psalm, actually, there should be only two verses.
这是第一节、第二节。
The first and the second verses.
如果这样子的福分的话
，if this kind of enjoyment,
我相信是猪的诗篇。
This is enjoyment for pigs.
这不是羊的诗篇。
Not for sheep.
这个羊还要走路的。
Sheep has to walk.
只有猪是睡了吃，吃了睡。
Only pigs will eat and sleep, sleep and eat.
我们是一个。神的羊
We are sheep of God.
我们知道我们有灵魂
We know we have a soul.
灵魂的需要与身体的需要是不同
The need of our souls is different from the need of our body.
身体是有限的
Our body is limited.
所以它就需要有限的东西来满足
It needs limited things to satisfy.
世界的人不重灵魂的人所追求的东西
It's those people in this world that are not Pay attention to soul.
我们信神，所以神看顾我们的身体，也给我们这样恩典。
We believe in God. God not only take care of our body, but He also takes care of our spirit.
但是我们信神的人跟不信神的人有什么不同呢
？What is the difference between us believers and
those
non-believers?
因为我们的神是我们的灵魂苏醒。
Because the God, He restored my soul.
我们的灵魂是无限的，所以有无限的需要。
Our soul is unlimited, so it has unlimited needs.
所以人生不是一个暂时的享受，人生是有目标的一个路程。
Life is not just a limited enjoyment, but it has.
它有一个永恒的价值在那里，值得我们去追求。
It has an eventual value that we have to chase after.
而是我们常常在这一方面忽略了。
But a lot of times we neglected all these.
一直到有一天，主把我们的灵魂苏醒过来。
Until one day, God restores our soul.
让我们听见耶和华的声音。
And we can hear Jehovah.
让我们看见他对我们人生的方向。
And He let us see the direction He wants us to go.
灵魂一苏醒，人生的道路才找到了。
As our soul was restored, we found our way.
感谢神，神恩待耶利拿俄米。
Thank God he blessed Naomi.
终于使她听见神的声音。
Finally let her hear his word.
我们看见她去了道路，从黑暗痛苦里头出来。
We can see Naomi found a way so he can get out of the dark.
弟兄姊妹，你现在在困难里头吗
？Are you in suffering?
你到底灵魂苏醒了没有？
Has your soul been restored?
你是不是仍然在那里一天到晚说吃什么喝什么去焦虑？
Are you still worried about eating what do you eat or what do you sleep?
除了这个之外，你有没有想到你的灵魂，神要你有什么样的觉醒？
Do you realize what God wanted you to, in your soul?
对你的人生有什么样新的看见？
What is the new direction that He wants you to see in
your life? 如果在这个时候你能够听见了，并且起来行动，你的困难到此为止。
If you can hear that now, then your suffering ends right now.
因此在他回转的路上,
as she returned to Judah,
就发生了奇妙,
wonderful things happened.
结了一个美好的果子。
She bore a beautiful fruit.
就是路的。
That was Ruth.
一个人在受苦的时候,
as one person suffered,
虽然他是为自己的失败软弱受苦,
even though he might suffer because of his own weaknesses or mistakes,
但是他在主里面来领受。
But if he takes it in God,
这一个苦难所结的果子是更加美的。
The fruit he bears during this suffering is better.
我们常常做见证，引人归主。
A lot of times as we testify and try
常常都说那个正面的见证。
We bring people into Christ and we always talk about positive images. Why don't you come and become a believer?
啊，因为啊，我信了耶稣啊，真的是开心的很啊。
Because after I believed, I was so happy.
从前做生意啊，光吃等待。
I used to lost a lot of money in my business.
开始一做生意啊，这个信主以后，一做生意啊，神真是施恩喽，就是赚钱啊。
With God's grace, after I believed, my business, I'm making money.
我没有信主以前呢，是常常生病的。
Before I become a believer, I was sick all the time.
我一信主之后啊，这个身体就没有病了。
Now I'm a Christian and I have no sickness.
我本来啊，毕业找工作找不到，我一信主一祷告，哎，工作就来了。
I was unemployed, but after I believed in Christ and pray, and I got the job.
这信主真是很灵哎。
Oh, it's so wonderful to become a believer.
快来信啊！
Why don't you come and become one also?
很多人是愿意试一试喽。
A lot of people want to try.
结果呢，他一信啊，本来来赚钱的反而是本。
Oh, on the other hand, if he becomes a Christian, he might lose during his business.
他一信了以后啊，这个家里也不平安。
After he believes, maybe his family has some turmoil.
他说这个简直是瞎骗人的，不能信，不能信。
Oh, this is ridiculous. You cannot be a believer.
对，这样子的信仰没有根基，经不住考验。
This kind of beliefs are not based on any good foundation.
只有在苦难里面结的果子是能够经过苦难。
Only the bear that was born during suffering can suffer.
我们看见这个路德这个驴子是当时一个最可爱的驴子。
We see that Ruth is a very lovely girl.
完全像她的婆婆一样。
It's like Naomi, exactly.
只有一点年龄不同而已。
It's only the difference is only their age.
这样一个驴子，我们看见被神都验上了。
God likes this girl.
她不怕任何的艰难，都能够成为手中合用的器。
Going through all kinds of suffering, she can become the good servant of law.
所以弟兄姊妹，你受苦吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you suffering?
你不要以为神忘记你。
Don't say that God has forgotten
about you. 你根本不要以为你这个时候不能被神用。
And also don't say that you cannot be used at this point by God.
可能在这个时候，你能为主结的果子比你平安的时候更大更好。
Maybe the fruit you bear right now is better than the time, the peaceful time that you had.
神并没有忘记你爱他的心。
God didn't forget about your deeds.
他都要大大的赏赐。
He will reward you.
我们教会今年三月有一个长老过世。
This March, we have a deacon passed away in our church.
这个长老八十几岁。
He was about 80 some years old.
他是老 MIT 毕业的。
He was an old graduate from MIT.
那么他年老以后非常的不幸，生了很严重的病。
He was having very serious sickness when he was old.
一身都是病。
And the whole body was ill.
并且这个病很痛苦。
And it's very painful.
啊，尤其是啊，他晚上睡觉的时候，整个的身体都痒。
Especially during the night time, he was itching all over his body.
什么药都治不好。
No medicine can release the itch.
他必须要每一天晚上起来到冲凉房，要冲冷水澡好几次。
He has to get up and take a cold shower several times every night.
身体非常软弱。
Very weak in his body.
每一个礼拜要洗肾洗两三次。
and he has to clean up his kidney twice a week.
但是他一有一点力量就来做礼拜。
But as soon as he gains some health, he will come to church.
至少在我这个教会五年的时间里。
During the last 5 years.
在我讲道的时候，有两次他忽然之间昏倒在地上。
When I was giving the messages twice, he fainted and then fell on the floor.
虽然这样，他还来做礼拜。
Even like that, he came to worship.
最后实在是不能来。
Finally, he was too weak to come.
但是他不能来，每一个礼拜他都有一篇写的信息放在周报里头与弟兄姊妹交通。
Even though he cannot come, but he will write something in the bulletin so that he can communicate with the brothers and sisters.
满了教导的话语。
A lot of teaching words.
那么除掉这个之外，
other than this,
他有特别特别的聚会，他总盼望能够参加。
Every special meetings, he wants to come to church.
去年感恩节我们有感恩会。
Last Thanksgiving, we have a Thanksgiving meeting.
他说我要到你们中间来感恩。
He said, I'd like to come and give thanks.
所以他来是抬座来。
So he came in stretches.
他来坐在那个地方，他就开始做见证。
And as he came, he was giving thanks.
以后就上赞美诗。
And he sang praises.
哇，他一赞美，所有的人都流泪感动。
As he sang praises, everybody was touched and cried.
那么到了差不多三月，今年三月初的时候。
At the beginning of March this year,
他开始跟他的家人写信。
He started writing to his family.
他说我的时候快到了。
He said, my time is coming.
他说发现了很奇怪的现象。
So he said, something strange happening.
虽然现在加州的树叶都是绿绿开始绿起来。
Even though the leaves are all green in California.
看出去都好像一片枯黄的。
But when I look outside, it looks like everything is yellow.
我觉得大概神就要召我走了。
It must be the time that God will take me away.
所有的事都交代清清楚楚。
So he make all the final arrangements.
并且对于人之间有什么心中不舒服的地方，他都交代得清楚。
And he solved all the conflicts that he had with fellow people.
还能把他的丧事礼拜怎么做都写出来。
And he even fixed up all the memorial service for himself.
是吧？请大家注意，这是一个 celebration， 这是个庆祝会。
He reminds everybody this is a celebration.
对，不许大家难过。
So you should not be sad.
你们要晓得这些诗歌，你们在那里唱的时候，我在那里跟你们一起唱。
He said that you have to remember that when you are singing those hymns, I'm singing with you up there.
到了那一天早上。
At that morning.
他的特别护士来了。
His special nurse came.
他就跟那个护士说。
And he told her, he talked to her,
我今天要到主那里去的。
I'm going to the Lord today.
那个护士说，你不要开玩笑。
The nurse said, hey, don't kid.
他说不开玩笑，我今天要到主那里去。
So I'm not kidding, I'm going to the Lord.
对，这个护士啊，也蛮紧张的。
The nurse got nervous.
那么他讲了以后，他身体就痒起来。
And as he was saying that his itching started,
所以开始了进到那个卧房啊，那个洗澡房去。
So he has to go to the bathroom and take a shower.
护士就坐在门口。
The nurse was sitting right by the outside, and she was washing,
冲凉。
And he was taking a shower.
忽然听见听到啪一声响。
And suddenly she can hear a noise of something hit the floor.
护士一冲进去，原来已经死在那个地方。
As the nurse rushed in, he died right there.
半个钟头左右。
About half an hour.
就这样离去。
And he left the world like that.
哎呀，这个消息传到我的耳中。
As the news come to my ears.
传到许多弟兄姊妹的心中。
Get to everybody and the brothers and sisters.
我就有一个很深的感受。
I have a very deep feeling in my heart.
如果没有神的话。
If there's no God.
他所受着的痛苦。
The suffering he went through.
一定会许多的人盼到。
Must make a lot of people stumble.
我们看见他是长老啊。
Oh, he was a deacon.
为什么神使他受这种痛苦啊？
Why did God let him suffer so
much? 为什么病得这么厉害啊？
Why did God let him suffer so much?
我们看见神是不听祷告的。
We saw that God didn't listen to our prayers.
何时那一天，我们的上次礼拜是个庆祝会。
But the memorial service we had was a celebration.
他的受苦成为我们大家心灵里头看见神力量的一个凭据。
His suffering is the ticket for us to saw God's power in His life.
弟兄姊妹，不是信心受伤，乃是信心得到坚固。
The brothers and sisters not only suffer in their spirit, but they actually get more in their faith.
我相信在拉欧米的身上，路德也看见同样的一个影响力。
I'm sure in Naomi, Ruth saw the same thing.
哎，这一个路德也全心全意的来投靠这一位拉欧米的神。
So Ruth followed Naomi all the way.
求主让我们愿意做一个属灵的好人。
We'd like to ask God to let us become a good spiritual person.
甚至在苦难的时候也行善，不可灰心。
Even in suffering, we have to do good.And not be despair.
我们最后读希伯来书第六章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
第十节。
Verse 10.
练到第十二节。
Through verse 12.
希伯来书六章十节练到十二节。
Hebrews 6.Verse 10 through 12.
我们一起来念。
Let's all read together.
因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功，和你们为他名所行，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。我们愿意你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。我们低头祷告。我们的主，我们感谢你，赞美你的眼目遍察全地，善人恶人你都见察，你并不是在那里不管那一些的恶人，我们更是感谢你，你没有忘记那些安静之中默默爱你的人。哦，虽然我们常常在受苦的时候会疲倦灰心，会伤胆绝望，我们感谢你，你没有忘记我们在你面前一点爱心的摆上。主啊，求你用这些话来安慰我们，求你用你的话使我们的心灵苏醒，让我们在困难之中不至于心眼昏花，我们的思想迟钝，不了解你的作为，不明白你的心意。哦，主，但愿我们能够回转，好像拉俄米一样。求天父让我们真是看见灵魂苏醒就是义路的开始。主啊，勉励我们，巴不得祝福我们的弟兄姊妹，让我们真像拉俄米一样放心在主的面前，让我们学习口甜心甜，我们人也甜，也只在我们任何的时候都可以让人在我们身上得见你的荣耀，得爱你的恩惠。求你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿们。
这是讲坛录音释放，很高兴您收听福音信息，相信你必从中得到帮助。